Kumlen and Abla Gemara. We're up to from Zion Omar Aleph Meis. We had a machlekes where they say yes, Breda or Ein Breda when they divide. You know, and we said discussed over here about the sheep. You know, if it's dying, are they considered, you know, Shutfin or Lukuch's brothers? And we said it depends if they divide equal amount of sheep or made a swap or trade off. And Abir Chilishitosi holds that it's always say Ein Breda. So the Gemara has a question. Chen Hashutfin partners Choku, they divided the animals. Echad Notel Asoda. One of them took 10. Echad Notel Tisha VeKelev. One of them took 9 and a dog. You know, equal to those 10. And we learned in the Torah also that Mechir Kelev, if you swap an animal for a dog, it's that animal, that sheep, let's say, that you got in place of a dog, you cannot bring him as bech. It's pasnished. Shekineged HaKelev Asudin. So the guy who has the 10 dogs, opposite dog, knows he got himself a sheep instead of a dog. They're all asa. We don't know which animal is the one that's contrary to the dog. The guy who ended up with a dog has 9 plus a dog. The 9 are not in exchange of a dog, so the 9 he has, he can bring. Now the question is, if you say yes, Breda, those who hold that you say yes, Breda. So why don't we say, take one animal, say this is the animal that was in exchange of a dog, and that's not should also be good. Licht liver chad menai lebahade kelev, the lishka lebahanach lishtre. Say that one of them is with a dog, and the rest so would be mutter. So if you hold yes breda, and what about she right? That's not a proof, because either shavukol if all the sheep were exactly equal and equal to the dog, so we'll say that yeah, one sheep belongs to it corresponds to a dog, and we'll say yes breda. They were talking about the problem was that the dog is worth more. The dog is worth one sheep and a bit. That bit is spread out throughout all the animals, and therefore each animal has a little bit of dog in it. This little bit of dog spreads to everything, and therefore none of the dogs can be brought up on the mizbech. But really, we say yes, breda. But yes, breda be equals.
Why couldn't you allocate it to the second dog?
Because breda is, we say, that we have one exactly. If we have 50-50, then you have one, and I want to say breda is always mine. The moment you have, one guy has 49, one has 51, that's the one, then what happens? We say that I got all of these in exchange for that dog. Yeah. All the animals, we learned even if it has a mum. Even if it has a mum, you go ahead and there and you bring ma'isa behemah, chutzpah, except the following are not acceptable. Which are they? Chutz min ha'kalayim, if the animal is kalayim, or v'treifa, if the animal is a treifa, or yitzid daifin, wasn't born with cesarean, mechus is man, we had her yesterday, before the 8 days are up, in the first 7 days of its life, it cannot be brought as a carbon, it cannot also be counted ma'isa behemah. And an orphan. What's the definition of an orphan by an animal? The mother died, or was slaughtered, it was born afterwards. Even the mother, if the sack is still existing, because the sack helps rejuvenate the baby. There's actually a whole thing now to talk about that some mothers eat the placenta. Because it's supposed to be healthy, so some say for the health of the baby, for the mother. There's a whole health thing. I forgot what it's called already. Says you want to know how to how do you know these things are no good for disqualified for a ma'aseh b'hema l'chayda? It doesn't matter if it has a mum or not. So why can't it be claimed? Says you want to say the tana rabbanan. We learn the tana pasuk by all kabbanas. It says shoyd a chesav a ace. Shoid, you know, a cow, a kesev, a sheep, or a goat, prat, we dash like this. Shoid, a kesev, prat, the climb. Except she says, oi kesev. A shayin gain, it cannot be joined together. Oi eight, or a goat, prat, l'nidma. A goat means that both the parents are normal, but the child, the offspring was born, looks differently. So these are no good. Ki yevolid has to be born, prat, l'yeh, today from cesarean. Oh, yeshiva's yom will be 7 days with his mother. The pasuk continues. Prat lemechus is man. Now what? If it's less than 7 days, then you cannot bring it as a ma'aseh behemah and tachazimoy under with his mother. Prat liyosim has to have a mother there. Now this pasuk is talking about an ordinary carbon. What's it do with ma'aseh behemah? For the mother, I've seen him. Shmo benoshe rebluka imen nemakan. It says over here, you know, tachaz hashavet. It says, "Kol asher yava tachla shavet under the stick." But then Malahalan, it says over there by the hanging of the 7 days, tachlim his mother. Malahalan prat lechoshem esalalu. We just learned that from this pasuk that you can't use. Avkan prat lechoshem esalalu. Umakan. So even though it's talking about a ordinary behemoth, we learned the shavat tachas tachas to carry over to ma'aser behemoth. Umakan prat the treifa. And just like by a ma'aser behemoth, it says kol asher yava has to be able to walk, but if it's missing a half a leg, you can't walk. It's a treifa. V'makan prata treifa, avlalan there too, is prata treifa there too. It's an exception for treifa. So that's how you know that a carbon cannot be the treifa by walking or any treifa for that matter. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, hakol nichnasin ledir, hakol. And then you give examples. What is hakol coming to add? Hakol shimai, which animals are coming to add that they are acceptable for ma'aser behemah? Lasu yehoda tana bon. The following that normally are disqualified for a carbon, yet for ma'aser behemah, they're all right. What are they? Hareveya, v'hanilva, bestiality, and both sides. V'amukta, set aside for v'ezoda, v'anevet, actually worship. V'esnan, the gift. V'amechi, in exchange for the dog. And the tumtum adreignis and a tumtum and adreignis kula nichnasin ladil is asa. They all qualify to be from the ma'aser behemah. Marvels will explain how do they know that? If you're comparing it to a carbon, since all of these things we learned are possible for a carbon, so min habehem and shor, so how can it be that for ma'aser behemah the good? So we have this tachas. We'll soon see. I grant you that tumtum adreignis ain nichnasin ladil is asa, but the rest I think. I hold that tumtum dreginus cannot be used for ma'aser behemah. Even though you say it could, I say it can't. But they're arguing whether they're berif and asma or just a suffix zachor nekeva.
What's the nafkamin of legab in ma'aser? I mean,
if there's no ma'aser, you can't count it. It's a part of your ten.
No, but I'm saying,
what do you do with ma'aser behemah?
It doesn't say it has to be a zachor or a nekeva.
And that's why it doesn't make a difference. But if you hold it berif and asma. That's a machlek. If you hold the bear from the answer, then it cannot be ma'aser behemah. What behemoths can you use? Only zachor and a keva. We had a few weeks ago. Machlek is what a dreignis is, and even a tumtum.
If the pasuk said only the zacharim, so I understand. It's something the keva. If it says only the keva, so I understand. It's something zachor. But this is
nishtus. It's neither. The town, you know, our town, that doesn't make sense. The igama tachas tachas mekachim. If he holds exesha of a tachas katsa from all the kachim, then hani nami like that. Why revei v'nirin all that is kosher? Since all the things that disqualify a carbon should disqualify ma'aser behemah as well. The lo yoli if it hani min olay says gemara lo olim gomir. Really, he learns it out. The hani lachmana levinu. Of course, he has a good shavu, but the Torah clearly says that ma'aser behemah, it doesn't bother me if it's revei and nirin all that. How do I know that? It says in pasuk. It says you shouldn't accept the following things from a ben necha ki mashchosim behem mum bam lo yirotz lechem. These things have a mum, and they call them mashchosim behem because they're mashchos. We'll see what that means. And they have a mum lo yirotz lechem. They're disqualified. The Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel kamokish ner mashchosim. Whenever it says hashchosim, so it compares mashchosim to a mum. And those kabbonis where a mum disqualifies them, so too the mashchasa disqualifies. But since we know about ma'aser behemah le'evaka ben toy beina, which means we don't care if it has a mum or it doesn't have a mum, so therefore neither does mashchasa disqualify them. Now, what's mashchasa? It says, she never said mashchasa ain't al dvar erva, avoy dezora, it concludes avoy dezora, which is never and all that. And aroi is like aroi v'nirben eslan. It says, by ne'aki hishos kabbasa darkoi, alo oretz. The old Fardorben, they're all corrupt, and we're talking over there about Narois. You go off the road and follow the goyim over there and make it a tashchison. You also corrupt yourself, and you will make what? Avodah Zarah. Tavne Zohar Oyne Keva. So the rule is anything where a mum is possible, because the pasuk says mumbai. Any animal where a mum possible, like by a carbon, is then what? Is a avodah zarah and erva also possible, like an ordinary carbon. Like by ma'aser behemah, a mum does not disqualify it. And by ma'aser we know a mum doesn't possible. How do I know? The chibur says, don't investigate between good or bad. Nor do you exchange this whatever. It doesn't possible. And roivev and yivad whatever falls under whatever. Explain now. All the cases are good. So roivev and yivad whatever and therefore it's good. And mukte and never is avodah zarah. And what's esnan? Esnan also fits in the erva. Gift you give to a harlot. Umechir, and what about Mechir Kelev? What does that fit in? It's not an Erva, nor is it Avodah Zarah. Iskishla Estan. The Torah compares the two to Estan and Mechir Kelev. It's as bad as Erva. Okay. What about Tudvat Regnes? Where does that come in? Somebody holds Sveiku, it's a Sofik, a Zachar, and a Kevin. Who cares? What Yimmy said. Shimon Yudayim, Kasava, Sveiku, who Miet Rachmana. Sveiku, who he holds, it's a Sveiku. Okay, this is a different Gesayis here. Sveiku hu umiyut rachmane gabi kachim zocha vada nikeva dais, like tumtum of madragnes. So one guess is that it is a suffix as well, but the Torah only wants you to use either a definite male or definite female, not a suffix. The Bach's guess is it's not a suffix. In other words, he holds a berry of natsma. Nu emaise nami goma tachas tachas mekachim. Maise, we learn now tachas tachas mekachim. Tell them what we learned. Hakol nichnas in lidilis asir. All of these animals can go in to be counted. Chutz min haklayim, except klayim and treifa. The only ones that don't is klayim and treifa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda doesn't include the other ones in the Mishnah like yetzer deifin and mechusas man. So the only ones you cannot use is klayim and treifa. Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda, ish kvar bar teisa shama mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, "Ani shemaitim," and I heard from him. From the Rabbi Shua, I heard. Furthermore, af yetzir deifin umechus hazman v'yasim. All those I mentioned in the Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua. The Tanakam and the first Tana who said only two things, only reveya and klayim and treifa. L'chayim manoshech igomer tachas tachas mekachim hanin lamilai. Then even then also yasim chuzma also should be good. Let's say he doesn't learn from there. Treifa, I understand, it says kolashi yaver tachas, so he has to be able to walk and pass under the stick. See, prata treifa, sheli beres. Treifa, one of the treifas is broken above the knee, so he can't walk. Ela klayim, when it comes to klayim, minolei, how does he know to pass le, says gemara, lo'ilun ka'amma, gemara, he learns it out. I've learned it out. So what about these extra three? What about Yetzir Deifin, Mechusas Man, and Yosem? For each one of them, he has an exception why they shouldn't be included. Saying what I guess. Yetzir Deifin, somebody holds Rav Shimon. He holds like Rav Shimon that we learned a couple of weeks ago. Damar says Yetzir Deifin Vlad Ma'alu. He holds that Yetzir Deifin is a good Vlad. So why should be disqualified from Ma'aseh Behema? Talks about a woman here. Shimon holds a woman gave birth through cesarean. She still has all the dinim of tumah like the terrorist has a pashat hazir because he holds it's considered a birth. And not like Rabbi Yechanan who disagrees. When it comes to chusas man, Sobel holds like Shimon Yehuda. He holds like Shimon Yehuda. We just learned yesterday that mechusas man is not a disqualification. He holds you can do it straight away. It's already chal. Just like a b'choy that's chal straight away. You only have to wait 8 days. Yosin, when it comes in often, keep going, he holds, he's talking about the case, Ashalach Kayim. He's talking the case where the placenta is still there or the uterus is still around, and so therefore it's considered as if the baby, the mother, is still alive. And therefore it's not a psul. But Rabbi Shua, Tameh Damar, he says, for the Shachar is Imai. Ashalach Kayim means the Yosin. So he's, he holds, Rabbi Shua holds that even if Shachar the mother and the Shalach is Kayim, is not considered a Yosin. It's not a yosim. That's why he says it's mutter. It's mutter because when he says yosim is mutter, he's talking about a yosim where the shalach, the membrane around it still exists. Hey, Rabbi Shmuel ben Sasriel said a few things that he noticed. Marekes Levena from a place called Marekes Levena Lifnei Rabbi in front of Rabbi, and he says. In our place, mafshitin as a mesa, the custom, the tradition in our place is that they strip the dead animal, malbishin as a chayin, they take the uterus, the placenta, and they cover the living offspring. So we see that it helps somehow or another, supports, it gives a warmth or whatever it is for the offspring. Amarebi is galat time, and now I understand the reason Shemeshneva Mishnah, by Rabbi Abishuva says that the mother still sits alive. Then he says, another thing he said, Chazedim Shemekamenu, the lettuce in our places, Yeshlem Shishim Ribuy Klofim, that's 600,000 layers of the leaves around it. Whatever that means.
Usually, isn't that one of the standard gusmois in Shas?
Yeah, but not usually about animals. It's usually about how many people are on the mountains, 600,000. Yotzim Mitzrayim. You use it on the. You got thick lettuce. Bebeis hamesesh shalai. You talk about the small leaves inside in the interior. Pamachas once nufal edes echad mekena. We have such large cedar trees. Where in the world is this place, Marekas Lavena? We have this large cedar trees that watch avru sheish es, it fell down. For avru sheish es the karina, 16 wagons went al chudei achas, past the width of the tree, at the length of the width of the tree. Pamach was nufla beis by Yochani, some bird called by Yochani, and the egg fell down by us v'tova, and it drowned. Shishim krochim, 60 cities drowned, and v'shavra. And it broke. Sholosh meis harazim, 300 cedar trees were smashed. Me shadilei says Gemara, would the Eibishter allow this bird bechlal to lay eggs and with the people around? Voksiv, it says in the pasuk, it says kanaf renonim ne'elosa, that these wings of these birds are ne'elosa from Neisei El Arash, says, which means fly soars high in the sky, that he won't lay birds down here in this world. This is talking about a bird that couldn't fly. It was too young. We're talking about a young bird couldn't fly, and that's why he laid the egg here. But generally, the birds that can fly high, soar high, lay them in some nest or somewhere else. Yes, sorry. Huh? You might have said that if you didn't know Rashi. But Rashi tells us, okay, let's do Rashi. Rashi says, where's Rashi? The top is Rashi. Oid hey yedover ze chazein shem kamenu loshen chazed as yerek shaloyzin latuga, which is lettuce. Okay, back to your mother. No, it means that just like the meat. Yeah, it means the inner, the little leaves inside. Okay, back to your mother. Mishnah. Shalosh grunes lemaisa behema. Three seasons from Maisa Behema, Bepreisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. If you didn't do then, Bepreisa Tzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, or Bepreisa Chag, and 15 days before Sukkot, which is Alef Tishrei. That's the seasons for Maisa Behema. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva says. That means that once the season comes, don't eat from an animal's but Rabbanon until you took care of the animals you had. But till then, you're allowed to eat as much as you want, and if it comes then, you don't have enough animals to make ma'aser behemah. It doesn't matter. There's no Easter of selling or doing anything. So that's where the three seasons are. Divrei Rabbi Akiva ben Azra, and Ben Azra says, Be'esim b'tisha b'adar. He says, 15 days before, sometimes could be Rosh Chodesh, could be the 29th day of the previous month. And Be'echa b'sivan, Sivan, he says, usually 15 days, I say the first day of Sivan, and Be'esim b'tisha b'adar, the 29th day above. They say the first day of Nisan, which can sometimes be 15 days before, which is 14 days before Pesach. Be'echad b'Sivan, the first day of Sivan, he agrees with Ben Azai, and so Ben Azai is the 29th day of Adar. They say first day of Nisan. Versus Rabbi Akiva, that has a floating thing, depending how many Rosh Chodesh is, regarding Nisan. Regarding Sivan, they agree with Ben Azai that it's a Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And Chav Tesel, you say 29 days of we say 29 days of El, and Rabbi Akiva says 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why do you say 29 days of El? Why not already the first day? All other times you say the first day of the month. Why we here don't say first day of the month? For obvious reasons. It's Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it until the 29th. You can't give Maaser on Yom Tov. Why not? Because you have to take a red Mehatayra, because you have to take the red dye and put it on the animal. Not the Rabban, because it looks like Boyer. Or fixing. Sorry? We'll soon see.
Isn't it the seasons of the year, according to when the animals have the...
Yeah, we'll see. The three seasons, what we'll say. The Ficha, therefore, he dimua be'esim v'tishabel, that's why he brought it forward one day. Amir Amir says, be'echad be'el v'shonah, ma'i sebeim, he holds the first day of El v'shonah for ma'i sebeim. And those were born prior to Reish Chodesh El one year, and those were born after another year, and you can't give ma'i from, you can't combine animals we had before from one year to the next year. Ben Azim says Elulim, Elul is a month for itself, that those born in the month of Elul cannot be brought with the year before nor with the year post. Gemara said, why? Because he's not sure who the halacha is like. Is it Chodesh El, the beginning of the year, or is it Chodesh Tishrei, or the 29th day of El, the beginning of the year? So all those, they're called Elulim. All those born in El, the holy animals from El, the vintim from El Blazon, then some of these animals, they have a separate cheshbon. It's Asim, if not Asim, their own Maisa. All those born from the first day of Tishrei until the 29th day of El, they combine. This is not the opinion of Menaza. This is just time the Mishnah going back and saying all those born throughout the year can combine together. We hold they have 12 months, it all combine. Chamisha lifnei Roshana, you have five that were born before Roshana. Chamisha lachar Roshana, ain't a mistarfi, they don't combine. They don't combine at all. Chamisha lifnei Goyim, we just said that three seasons. What about, let's say, the first season was the 29th day of Adar, or and some were born, let's say, in Shvat, and some were born in Nisan. Can they combine? Chamisha lifnei Goyim, Chamisha lachar Goyim, had a mistarfi, they do combine. They do combine. So what in the world are these three seasons if they're still within the first year? They're still within the year, and you can combine all the animals of that year as well, all together. What the idea is, goes like this. Any animals born before the season comes around, you're allowed to sell it, you're allowed to shechter. You don't have to wait around until you... So you have 10 and then you might say, you can just, oh, but a Gia Goyden, let's say it came in 29th day of Adar, 29th day of, let's say, of Adar, and you have already a number of animals from now on, that are bundled, you're not allowed to shech or sell. First, you have to take the Maisa Behemoth off. The Yishchat, I mean, Shach, he did the other part, he was only the Rabban anyway. Says the Gemara, Maishna, Tlas. What does these three. No, once they're gone, they're gone. Yeah, because Mem Kolash Yabra, they have to walk. Even if it's alive, it's straight. Doesn't count. Maish not last. What's these three seasons? The Kabbal Khurfi, there are three different times. Those who are born Khurfi early on, that's 29th day of Adar. Then there's Ba'afela, there's later ones. They're the ones that come to Shur's time. And then you have Kaiti, you have the summer animals. And they.
The Kabbal
Khurfi
is the winter, yeah, towards the winter?
Khurfi means early. So not the word Khurfi. Khurfi doesn't mean. Khurfi means sharp or early. Precocious. We had it in Rashi in the beginning of the end of what is it in Shmoyster, end of by the Borod. So you have the Afelis and you have the and the Oasis, the Khurfi. Yeah. Where are we at? Omer Avtam Chabadavchi Ish Kvar Aku. What's the swara? He says the reason is kedei shetehei behema metzuya la'ele galim. Why do we associate all with Yom Tovim? Because we want to make sure there are animals available for the Eden to buy right before Yom Tov. So therefore, we encouraged that till that once it comes to the season, don't shecht or sell until you give the ma'isa behema. All of these seasons are all next to Yom Tov. So therefore, we plenty of behemoths matzik or golem have to bring a carbon riyah and a carbon simcha and chagig and so on. Now we learned actually giyah golem. What do you mean? You're trying to save them? How do you save them? We just said till 29th day of Adar, you can sell as many animals you want to shech. So how do we protect them? You're only protecting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until Yom Tov. How many animals are going to be born already? Now we learned actually higiyah goyden Kozman that didn't come there to 29 day of Adar mutal limka velishchi lot of selling lot of shech. So how do you help? So Gemara says because we assume nicha leili inish lis avid mitzvah b'moyna. They know that if they keep the animals, they can sell the animals and give help people out to do their mitzvah. And people are happy to do mitzvah their money. V'hadar lisbon v'lechos. Even though we didn't make it mandatory, they will wait till then so they can give ma'isa behemah before they sell it. Yeah, that's why they do that, yeah. Okay, so the people, even though we didn't make a mandatory, we just said from the Chodesh onwards, anything born before don't sell anymore, they already are not going to sell, and they're going to wait. I might call it like Goyden, so Chacham didn't even have to make a takana. And why do we use the word season called Goyden, which is like the granary, the tivla called Goyden? Because just like a Goyden, Kozman, you have sitting there in your silos, you're not allowed to eat because you have to give Truma and Maisa something else. Over here also, once it hits these seasons, you're not allowed to eat these animals until you give your Maisa behemoth. So we use the term Goyden. V'kama paras. How much is paras? It says Mishnah starts with pras. Pras is a portion. How much is the portion? Peter Shabbos of Yuda in pras parches metez vav yom. 15 days before Yom Tov is when you have to make. You have to have ma'aseh behema. So it's a half of 30 days. My mashma. How do you know? Ravu price palga price is half. Palga my half of what? Palga the hilchas Pesach. This is half of the laws of Pesach. You heard the time we learned. Shoyilin v'dorshin b'hilchas Pesach koydin Pesach lamidyoyim. How long before Pesach have to start dashing? 30 days prior to Pesach. And Hashem Eloyim is Shtei Shabbosos. So according to Tanakhama, 30 days, half of that is 15, and that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. So stop here.